Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And the full-time whistle goes then at Anfield, and the third round of the FA Cup will go to a replay. Liverpool 2. Wolverhampton Wanderers 2. It could have been worse. Wolves thought he'd won it, but they had a bit of VAR controversy, really. I think we're right in saying the linesman gave Mateus Nunez, who took the initial corner, as offside, and there was no camera angle, I think, was heard from VAR to overturn it. So perhaps could have been worse for Liverpool. But yeah, I mean, in a season where the Reds have pretty much underperformed, and that feels like another one where the Reds have underperformed, and their reward for that is a midweek trip to Molineux in a couple of weeks' time, maybe, which yeah. I don't think anybody really particularly wanted, Liverpool or Wolves. But yeah, we are with this team at the moment, mate. This is what they are. They're a very inconsistent side, and this is what you get when that happens, really.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And I think sort of when you look at the two respective lineups, you'd have to say it's a really disappointing night's work, because we always spoke sort of in the team news reacting, the build-up to actual games, Liverpool have gone full strength of what's available to them, and Wolves have kind of made some changes. There was some experience in there, but there were some youngsters in there, and we couldn't really sort of make that dominance in terms of individual show at any stage. And I think that's what's most disappointing. We started off really well, but we allowed Wolves into the game, and that's something we're doing far too much of recently. And ultimately, like I say, to come away from that, not in round four, we're in the hat obviously, but not through in round four, boxed off with another game to come further down the line, it is the worst possible outcome. Like, there's an argument to say, I'm not going to sort of put words in his mouth, but there's an argument to say Klopp would have rather have got beat towards the end than had a replay, because we all know how he feels about cup replays. He absolutely despises them. He's got no interest. He doesn't turn up to most of them. So it is the worst possible outcome in many senses. But performance-wise, which is probably arguably the most important thing, given it was a draw, it still wasn't quite clicking, was it? There was moments where you thought, here we go. But then straight away, like Naby Keita's sort of the perfect example. He comes on, does really well, and then falls off a cliff, his performance. And we just hurt ourselves too often. We say, oh, you were playing well, but then there's that. Have that piece of shit as well. It's just frustrating.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit of a, like I say, the goals that Liverpool conceded, I think the first one, just think about the goalie. Yeah. The second one's actually a little bit unlucky. I don't think Konate's brilliant, but it just cannon off Huang. Like I say, if not for Nunez, I mean, it looks like, from what we can, the general consensus should be that Nunez probably was offside, given where the fact that he sprinted back, he probably was. But like I say, when the VAR can't, when there's no angle for them to see, they're going to have to stick. Like, people who are actually in the YouTube chat right now, and there's a lot of obviously fans of other teams who are obviously jumping a little bit, and they're saying VAR, it wasn't a VAR issue, it's the linesman who gives the decision. The VAR can't overturn it, because if you can't see the fella on any of the decisive camera angle, yeah, then that's one of those things. But like I say, I don't think it's a VAR thing. I think that's just, you've got to assume, and that's all you can do, that the fella with the flag was right, which, I get it, it's the difficult one, but my guess is he probably was offside, but there's no, we can't be sure either way, because there's literally no way to know.
Well, that's it, and it's also difficult to get angry about it, because there's no way of us knowing. You know what I mean? People could be getting angry in the chat, and it turns out Nunez was a yard offside coming back from the corner. That was kind of the general consensus before we knew about the camera angle stuff, that we thought it must be Nunez. What we've seen, nobody's offside. But we made the point when it was happening live, we can't see Nunez, so who knows? So we have to take his word for it, like you say. And there is every possibility that Nunez was offside, just with the way it looked. And how often are they offside? And that's one of them. If Liverpool, that happens to Liverpool, it's really frustrating, because you should be able to see that you're offside. You shouldn't want the ball back in that situation. I know it just kind of falls to him, but like I say, I think it's a difficult one to get angry about from a Wolves perspective or a rival fan, because who knows?
Yeah, we've got no idea. We've got no idea at all.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Right, then we mentioned before, Liverpool picked a pretty strong side. They fall behind, like I said, they were stinking. There's not much point analysing that Alisson goal because it's just a fuck up, and it's indicative of the season, really. They score a very good goal with Trent finding Nunes. The one real massive bit of quality Liverpool showed all game. And then they get a bit of good luck because Salah again was offside, and then Totti goes to the header, plays Salah on, and Salah finishes it well. And the issue we've got, mate, and it's been this all season, is that you don't feel comfortable holding on to a one-goal lead. And like I say, it's a fortunate bit of play by Wolves, and it just cannons back off Wang. But that seems to happen to us. Like, yeah, it just feels like, yeah, we're not comfortable. We're never sitting here going, oh, it's 2-1, we'll see this out. That was never the case, because they just haven't earned our trust. They haven't defended well enough. The midfield hasn't done well enough. We concede far too many chances, and although, yeah, there's a bit of good fortune to it, that's just indicative of the season so far. We're just not watertight at the back.
No, and other teams know that as well. Like, other teams used to come to Anfield, or we used to go to their place, whatever it may be, and if we got in front, for the other team, for the opposition, that was like, oh, that's done. Like, we know what these are mentality monsters. These aren't going to give us enough opportunities to warrant our way back into this game. But with this team now, that's not the case anymore. Like, they know there's vulnerabilities there. They know there's frailties. You can see it on some of the faces. Like, in that second goal, there was a moment just before where Konate essentially volleys it straight at Traore, and we just about get away with it. So straight away, Wolves think, hang on, we can get at these. 2 minutes later, they do get at us and they equalise. And that's what we keep giving opposition. We keep giving them hope. And we never used to do that. Like, the first goal comes from something very similar. We get away with one with Joel Matip, and then we give them the goal. And we just, it's the game management side of things that's been so frustrating, especially since the World Cup, really, is if we give away an opportunity, we should spend the next 5-10 minutes making sure nothing bad happens. Yeah. We keep the ball, we kill the game for 10 minutes. We can't do that anymore. We haven't got it in us, and that's what's so concerning.
No, you're right, absolutely right. I've got a members chat here, but one of our members says, David Shenton says, we were the mentality monster, but now we're the mentality chickens. It does feel like that. Like, you just don't trust they haven't earned the trust. They don't deserve the trust, because they've shown time and time again. Yeah. They just haven't quite got it. BB says, how was the offside player hindering the goalie? So let's clear this up. For those who are jumping in, what did a judge to have said is that the guy who took the corner, when it comes back off the Wolves player who wins the header, he was a judge to be offside. The guy who then crosses it in for the goal, VAR checked it, and from what we're led to believe, there was no camera angle that had him and all the defenders in one shot, so they've had to stick with the linesman's original decision. It was him who put the flag up, it wasn't VAR. If he hadn't put his flag up, they wouldn't have chalked it off. It was the fact that it was one of those mad things where the camera angle apparently just couldn't see. And my guess is there was no angle that showed Nunes, Trent, Alisson all in one go, so they couldn't get the lines out. So that's what it was. Listen, from our point of view, there's an argument to be said that rather than draw, we could have just lost that and cracked on. Like, I mean, a lot of people want to say that, but that is the general thing of what's happened there. But that doesn't like take away from both things, right? And like, what I found odd was that we were saying the last thing Gergen probably wants is a replay.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then his subs, in the he brings Ox, Doak, Gomez on. It's a bit like, well, maybe he did. Maybe because that was, there was no, I mean, Liverpool seemed to lose their goal threat from that point onwards, which was odd.
It is odd, but it's like he's done this a lot with his sort of his team selection previously in the cup, whereby he has what is in his head and he's going to make them changes regardless of what the game looks like. And I think that was another case of that. Like, he was going to get Salah off, he was going to get Cody Gakpo off, and he was going to get Trent off because he needs their minutes. He needs their minutes further down the line in some shape or form. So regardless of the state of the game, that's what's happening. If it means we lose, it means we lose. If it means we win, great. If it stays as a replay, so be it. But yeah, the last thing, I think both managers, Lopetegui was obviously McKean as mustard to get something from the game later on there, which I get. He wants to sort of change the fortune of Wolves, so I get why he's doing that. And Klopp, similarly with us, really, wants to change our sort of method of direction, our direction of travel. But yeah, I don't know. For me, a replay is the worst possible outcome from that. And I know we haven't got the fixture congestion we had last season because we're not in the League Cup, but it just feels like the 7-day break we had coming up was a blessing for us, and now that's gone. It's really annoying.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you've seen says, where's Paul and Chris? That they match. Actually, Chris is at the match. Paul is not there today, but that's where the lads are. So yeah, if you're wondering where Paul and Chris are, keep an eye on the channel. Chloe's down there as well. So yeah, keep an eye on that's where they are. I think Chris actually took his daughter to her first ever game today, which is pretty cool. I mean, I don't know if she particularly would have enjoyed that one, but yeah, that's where they were. To round things up then, Dan, what's glaringly obvious, by the way, my take from all of that, yeah, we are, listen, defensively iffy up front in here. Liverpool's midfield with what three of the all five of what you call Liverpool's best five midfielders. So Fabinho, Thiago, Henderson start. Naby and Elliott come on. So yeah, at the minute, that's the best options we've got really in terms of the five. We keep repeating ourselves, but it was just another example. The Reds need to get themselves another midfield option. It's baffling that they haven't already done it. Mateus Nunez, who come on and was obviously involved in that controversial disallowed goal, isn't it? But he can't sign anyway till the summer. Drew Bellingham, we know they're really keen on, can't sign till the summer. But I mean, with all due respect, we're playing Real Madrid in a few weeks, and that's not going to cut it. They are looking now, like, I don't know whose fault, if it's Jürgen, if it's Julian Ward, if it's the owners refusing the money, whoever's fault it is, if it's the owner spends for fucking money, if it's the manager or the sporting director, find a midfielder, because a two-man Wolves midfield without Nori kind of drifting into spaces, time and time again, they were just running through the middle of us time and time again. It was like we didn't have anyone in there, and they're meant to be our best players, but our best options are there at the minute. They are our best options.
Yeah, far too easy, absolutely far too easy. And I've been reticent to overly criticise them for some time now because of who these players are and what they've done for the club. But at the same time, we can't strike the right balance. Like, I thought tonight could be it because it offered so much experience, it offers so much class and quality. But it just looks short on energy, looks short on legs, and it even looks short on organisation at times as well. And I think Matias Nunes really exposed that when he came on. I mean, they had the better of the midfield battle all night, even when there was two of them in there. And occasionally, occasionally Adama Traore went central, and they really did run rings around us. And it was, time and time again, they seemed to be in at our back four, which is massively alarming. Like I say, Real Madrid, that'd be hot knife through butter sort of territory, only for them. They'll gorge on that all day long. But yeah, when Nunes came on, there's a couple of instances whereby he just glides through and he just bypasses Thiago. And I love Thiago to pieces, but that can't happen. That simply can't happen, because better players than Nunes will have some end product and they'll make us pay for it. Like, you know what I mean? So I think there was a lesson there, yet another lesson. I mean, you know, Klopp has been really sort of at pains to say it starts with the forwards, he said this week. The defending starts with the forwards, which it does, I get that. And he wants to sort of shift the attention away from the midfield, but you can't escape it. You just can't escape it. Like, when the ball breaks down and the opposition midfield pick it up, they're at us. They're at us time and time again. Fabinho early on gets turned, doesn't foul his man, away they go, they're in at us again. How many times does one man need to get beat in our midfield and we are in major trouble?
Yeah, absolutely, you're right. That was the story of the game, really. It takes away, really, from a good goal from Nunes, a decent Mo Salah goal, albeit with a bit of luck, but Liverpool, again, just too easy to play against, too easy to score goals against. that architected their own downfall, really, and their reward for that is they've got to go to Molineux now in a midweek where they could have had the feet up. We'll be covering that one as well, so we can't wait for all of that one. But Dan, thanks very much for joining us. It's a shame it wasn't a Reds win. All you guys at home, thank you very much for tuning in as well. Dan will be back very, very shortly with the fan reaction show, so yeah, get your comments in on the social media. We'll put a tweet out very, very shortly that you can reply to. If you're one of our YouTube members, you guys will have access, and of course our Red Men Plus Club legends, use the Discord chat to get involved. I'll be then over at the board with the player rating show again on YouTube, so come and join me for that one. And then later on, Dan and I'll be back on Red Men Plus for the instant match reaction, so do join us for that one. And like I say, Paul and the team will be back by the way on Monday as well with a final word to review this one more time. So we've got loads of content to keep you going over the next few days, where we can all try and give you basically a big virtual hug with the fact that the Reds are a little bit crap at the moment. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll catch you all next time. Take care.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League. You've got The Debate Show, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.